What's happening? It's your boy 911 and you tuned in to AVG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. Happy Black History Month, man. We got two black quarterbacks going to the Super Bowl for the first time ever. Like, that's major. So it's fitting that it happened in February during Black History Month, because this is a major step, man. I know it should be the point where we're beyond talking about black quarterbacks in 2023, but we all know this wasn't always the case. The black quarterback wasn't always welcome in the NFL or through like major colleges for that matter. So for this milestone to happen, we should be talking about two great young athletes coming from Texas. But we all know the reality of the situation and how the world's been shaped and how we've had to operate. So, again, this is major. Pat Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, I congratulate you, young men. Want to see a good game? I'm going to get into the podcast a little bit, just talk about some of the history of black quarterbacks a little light, but I'm not going to dive too far into it. But that was a time not so long ago where a black quarterback couldn't see no run in the NFL. That was unheard of. I think the first black quarterback was somewhere around 1970 with was it Marlon Briscoe? Y'all can fact check me. I don't have it right in front of me, but it was something like that. I think I read that or heard it since, you know, this process has been going on with Super Bowl 57 this year, you know, just kind of bringing up history and talking about the black quarterback and where it all started. But man, just for all the ones that's put down their groundwork, man, like I say, Marlon Briscoe, man, Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon, stand up, man, Donovan McNabb, Rodney Peets, man, the list go on and on about the ones that were kind of little trailblazers here and there that would pop up. I don't want to leave nobody out. But again, this is real major for the black quarterback, because we were saying we wasn't cerebral enough. We couldn't, you know, manage a team. We couldn't think the game away. We just athletes playing quarterbacks. And I might not have been a professional athlete or whatever like that, but I think I've mentioned a couple times on the podcast, man, my dad is a coach around town, Little League sports and basketball, football, won a lot of championships, lower level, Little League level. So I've always been competing or around sports my entire life. So when I'm talking, I'm not just saying anything, man. I really do have a pulse of sports because I've really been around sports all my life, and I love sports and music, like that's my thing. So when I see something like this, it gets me excited, because I remember conversations with my dad when he was telling me, like, you know, things he was doing with, like, just at his level with quarterbacks, and saying, man, I want a guy, when everything break down on the field, ain't nothing there, he can go get me 8 yards, 10 yards or break something. And for some reason, you know, that was almost frowned upon. He's a running quarterback, you know, that tag came and kind of hindered people from seeing the black quarterback from the total package, because a lot of these guys had major arms. And, you know, he would tell me, you know, they would only let you play quarterback so long. You know, you'll stand out. Most of the time, you stand out athletes all through high school. They're going to play the premier positions. And a lot of times, you know, in the rural community, we had us playing quarterback. But by the time we would get to colleges or things like that, we were converted to DBs or wide receivers or tight ends or something of that nature, man. But they never wanted to give us the keys to the car, you know, or really let us drive. We had to be really proven. So you had trailblazers like Warren Moon, who's the first and only African-American quarterback inducted into the Hall of Fame. And if you don't know about Warren Moon, look up some of his highlights, man. Look at the deep ball that boy was throwing, man. That dude that was an amazing talent. He was lighting up the league in Canada before he even came to the NFL and still came over and set records, you know, just with his arm talent. He was a true pocket passer. And like I say, to this day, I think he's the only black quarterback, well, he is the only black quarterback to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I think we're about to shatter that mold now because the floodgates are open. But you have guys like him, and you have Randall Cunningham. So some of the same things that kids are seeing Lamar Jackson and like Michael Vick a little bit kind of coming up when I was like in high school. I was watching Randall Cunningham do as a little kid. Randall Cunningham was electric to watch. And I'm talking about he did it with his feet. He did it with his arm. He was a true dual threat. And I know a lot of people, when they talk about football, especially me, when I'm going back and forth with people, they always wonder, you know, why I don't have that hate for the Eagles like as most, you know, people in Cowboy Nation and the fan base have that hate. And I always tell people, man, it's simply because even before it was cool, the Eagles always had quarterbacks that looked like me. Like I said earlier, it started with like Randall Cunningham. I think they had Rodney Pete for a stint. Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and now Jalen Hurts. Like, I was even running with the Eagles on Madden back in the day. You asked anybody in my circle, man. I was cleaning up, man, making money. Shout out to Donovan McNabb, Westbrook, B. Dawkins, them boys, Pinkston. I was running with that squad on Madden because I liked the fact of having McNabb, you know, getting out the pocket, moving, mobile, and can make all the throws I needed to make. So the game, the way it evolved, you'll no longer have statue quarterbacks that's going to be standing at a spot waiting for you to get that to them. The game is way too fast for that now. You got defensive ends running 4-4s. D-line is running 4-5s. So you will get somebody killed back there that's a statue. And shout out Tom Brady, man, while we're talking about statues, because eventually he'll have one. He'll have a bus in the Hall of Fame, first ballot. But I don't know if people recognize that Tom Brady may have been the last true pocket passer this game will ever see. And when people say pocket passer about Tom Brady, I want you to understand, Tom Brady has never beaten nobody in nobody's 40-yard dash. He's not that type of guy. But his footwork inside the pocket and where he can manipulate the pocket and get rid of the ball and climb the pocket and make the throws and get it out of his hand quick, it's something that you'll never see again. He has a sixth sense that just, it doesn't come with quarterbacks anymore, because he knew he wasn't athletically as gifted as everybody on the field, so he outthought him, outprepared. And that's how he made his coins in the NFL. Hell of a competitor. So shout out to Tom Brady, man, the GOAT. Never was the biggest Tom Brady fan, but I got a lot of respect for dude, man. Dude, man, he balled out in his 40s. Like, the stuff he was doing, man, it was unheard of. But I just wanted to stop in, man, and celebrate these quarterbacks, because I remember when Vic was in Atlanta and they was like, can he win the big game? Can Vic never really had the weapons. Never, if you can name one top-tier receiver, if you can name one receiver that Vic played with, I know you're more than a casual fan, because he never really played with no, I don't know, I don't want to say that he didn't have a Pro Bowler, because I can't just remember his whole career, but I don't remember him even having a Pro Bowl receiver. Now, he had a hell of a tight end, but he never really had the weapons around him to flourish. But he was one of the most electric people you would ever see play. And I was watching him at Virginia Tech. I started on early because I started hearing about him and Mike Vick. Then I saw seeing the Michael Vick experience once he got to Atlanta. You know, like, dude, Wills was crazy. And with him, guys like Randall Cunningham, started seeing more of the evolution of quarterbacks that can make something out of nothing. And we gotta mention Colin Kaepernick, man. He basically been blackballed from the league for kneeling, and you don't have to tell me about, you know, how to feel. I'm a veteran, so kneeling for the national anthem, like that's what we fought for. That's what we fight for. The freedom for people to make decisions. The freedom of speech. And he basically has been ostracized from the NFL. So this is a nod to, you know, Colin Kaepernick too, man, because he gave up a lot. Sacrificed a lot. For one of the most peaceful protests I've witnessed in my lifetime. So that let me know that there's still a ceiling placed on what some of us can do and the way we'll have to handle ourselves. But we are breaking that mold. But I just wanted to recognize Colin Kaepernick and the amazing work he's done for the black community and some of the organizations he's put together to make strides in equality and police brutality. So shout out Colin Kaepernick, man. Keep doing what you're doing. We see you, man, in the trenches. But that is the evolution of what the quarterback has become. Mobile, arm talent. When I say a mobile quarterback no more, that's not just reserved for the black quarterbacks. You sleep on Danny Dimes, Danny Jones out there in New York, he gonna break 15 on you. You think you got everything, the perfect coverage called on Josh Allen, he gonna look like the white Cam Newton on you. He coming downhill. Justin Herbert. Like, everybody, if you look around the landscape of the NFL now, the position of a quarterback is totally changing. That's just because, like I said, the speed of the game. But the game that we had in those rural communities, those high schools, where all the students were black, and so you didn't have a choice about your quarterback. We're starting to see that game on the big screen. And now the pro game is kind of mimicking some of the, like, high school or little league games where your best athlete now is the quarterback again. And you have to. And I know it's some danger in it because, you know, people be saying, well, the mobile quarterback, you know, you got to always be worried about that hit. Football is a full contact sport. Now, guys like Robert Griffin and Michael Vick, sometimes I thought they hung in there and took a little bit more punishment than they needed to. But now these guys have evolved so much and they see the game as far as that, protecting themselves so much better, that I don't think that's an issue anymore. And like, shout out Lamar Jackson too, man. I hope he get his bag too, speaking of mobile quarterbacks. Guys, real exciting to watch. But I just wanted to tap in with y'all, man, and say, man, Super Bowl 57 is gonna be epic. First time we got two black quarterbacks. Man, this one for the books. So I'm gonna be tapped in, man. I hope this is a good one. And just for full disclosure, I'm riding with the Chiefs, man. I think the Chiefs gonna pull this one out. It's gonna be a tight one. You know, I respect Philly's defense. I respect what Jalen Hurts did. Like, I really didn't think Jalen Hurts would evolve into this coming out of college. Dude, you earned my respect, man. You a hell of a ball player. But I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going 34-31. I know that might seem kind of high with Philly's defense, but I do think, like, early on, it's going to be kind of a tight game. And then starting, like, maybe ending the second quarter, like, I think it's going to be, like, some points scored. It's going to be a little back-and-forth exchange, like, right before the end of the half. And then I think by that third quarter, it's going to pick up and we're going to start seeing some points. So I'm going, and I, like I say, I got full respect for Philly, man. Y'all did what y'all supposed to do. I tried to deny y'all all year and say, man, nah, they ain't out with it. Y'all are what y'all thought y'all were. In the words of Denny Green. Like, I got to give them their props. But I'm going with Kansas City 34-31. And shout out Rihanna. You know, she headlining the Super Bowl. I know that's going to be major. So this is just a major event for Black history, man. We're doing some major things out there, man. It's good to see the way the quarterback position has evolved. I love to see it. Love to see us getting opportunities. Hopefully that can ball over into the head coaching ring, because we still behind the eight ball on that. 2023, we still having these conversations, but it is what it is. We know the way the world works. But y'all know what it is, man. AVG Podcast. Always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. Gone. 9/11. And huge special shout out to Doug Williams, Zachary, Louisiana. First ever Black quarterback to start and win the Super Bowl for the Washington Redskins. You know I gotta represent the Bulls. 9/11, gone.